This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a couple of new Chicken Soup for the Soul stories that will help you learn how to embrace change and avoid getting stuck in a rut. Because life is about using the power of yes to keep growing and changing and doing new things. There are some very simple ways that you can start the process of re-energizing your life. You don't have to travel the world or jump out of an airplane or change careers. You can do something as simple as learning how to use a new app on your phone, because falling behind on technology is one of the first steps on the slippery path to acting older and not participating as much in the world around us. Lori Chidori Phillips tells us about her mother, who had been a rebel in her younger years. She had always been messy and creative and willing to try anything. But by the time she entered her 70s, she was different. She wasn't traveling or trying new recipes or doing anything new at all. Instead, she ate the same foods, read her newspaper, and watched the same old TV shows. And she had no social life except for visiting her grandchildren. Meanwhile, the world was rapidly expanding and evolving, but because Lori's mom lived with one of her daughters, she didn't try to learn anything new about that world. She couldn't even use their fancy TV remotes. And then when she got a cell phone, all she was willing to do with it was make phone calls. She refused to learn any of its features, not even how to pick up her voicemail. Lori had a secret weapon, though. Her mother's sister had been like that her whole life, refusing to learn new things and insisting that everything be orderly at all times. Lori reminded her mother how narrow her sister's life had become because of this, and it worked. Lori's mother didn't want to be like her sister, so she agreed to try some new things after all. She got new hearing aids, and she learned how to operate them. She asked Lori how to use a computer, and that enabled her to get in touch with her high school friends back in Hawaii. They emailed back and forth, and they made plans to meet in Las Vegas. Lori's mother had become her old fun self again. Her world expanded again as she learned how to access different websites and how to use Google. And then she started scolding her sister, telling her that she needed to learn how to use a computer. Lori's mother ended up inspiring the whole family because Lori and her husband realized that they too hadn't been doing as many new things as they should have been doing. So Lori used the internet to learn how to care for her avocado tree instead of calling the tree guy to come and fix it. And Lori's husband looked up how to install recessed lighting in their kitchen all by himself. Lori says that she and her husband felt an excitement they hadn't felt in a long time. They felt young again. Watching her mother get back into life had inspired them too. After the break, I'll share a story that shows how even changing a piece of furniture can mean a whole new life. Re-energizing your life can happen due to one simple change. Lori found inspiration by using the internet to research how to do new things. And in our next story, Sarah Etkin Baker tells us how one simple piece of furniture changed the direction of her life. Sarah had a beautiful little antique desk, It fit easily into the tiny space at the top of the stairs, and that's where she wrote. She loved it, but because it was small, she had to scatter all her papers around her on the floor. She didn't mind, though. She was accustomed to it, and she felt safe and secure when she wrote at her little desk. But then Sarah and her husband moved into a bigger home, and Sarah got her own office in their new home. Her husband wanted to buy her a bigger desk now that she had a whole room for writing. But Sarah was afraid. Somehow, she thought this would upset the careful way that she worked. Her husband saw it differently, though. He said the little desk was holding her back. It was keeping her at a lower level in her writing career. He said a bigger desk means bigger possibilities. When Sarah still protested, he said, "You must be afraid of something. What is it?" Sarah thought about it. A few weeks later, she was working at her little desk in her new big office, and she looked around at the folders and books and papers that she had strewn all over the floor, and she realized this mess was slowing her down. And there she was, perched at that little desk in that big room, when she could have had a nice big desk and spread out all her papers in front of her and worked faster and better. And she realized that her husband was right. She had been afraid of trying for that bigger writing career. A bigger desk symbolized to her bigger projects, bigger possibilities, more challenging writing contests, stepping out on faith, and leaving her comfort zone. So she decided to do it. She got that bigger desk a few days later. And we featured her and her desk in the book trailer for Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes. You can see the old one and the new one by going to chickensoup.com and clicking on the picture of the book. You'll be able to read all about the book, and you'll watch the trailer, and you'll be able to hear 4 additional stories. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts. And that way, each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. If you'd like to read some stories from the book, go to our website and sign up for our free daily newsletter by scrolling to the bottom of the homepage and clicking on newsletter sign up. And come back for our next episode when I'll share a couple of stories that show you how to use the power of yes to make new friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.